Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Peace Family, welcome to The Brief. Today we'll be talking about puer eternis, which comes from Latin meaning eternal boy. Similarly, puer eterna means eternal girl. These archetypes symbolize individuals who remain in a perpetual state of adolescence, clinging to the comfort and fantasies of youth and afraid to embrace the challenges and responsibilities of adulthood. Now, these archetypes were made famous by Carl Jung, but as I was studying them, and some people call this the Peter Pan syndrome, you're going to be able to see how this plays out in overall society, how this may play out in some of you all, and how this plays out in family as well. Today, I believe we have a crisis, a state of emergency of puer eternis, identity of cross the landscape when it comes to society of young males being afraid of becoming a man. See, Peter Pan lived into his fantasy world. He didn't want to ever become an adult. They seen the adults as the enemy. They seen the responsibility of having to clothe and feed and take on all of the real accountability of growing up and being an adult as an issue. So they were afraid of that rites of passage that breaks that bubble and that idea of self. So I want to break down the characteristics of the puer eternis so that you may identify within yourself and you can identify within others. And hopefully this allows you to help guide someone else into this knowledge. We will give you the characteristics, what to look for, what are the historic traits that come from it, and also a solution to breaking it as well. With there being so many boy men, those who consider themselves men but have the psyche of a boy, you see a lack of leadership, a lack of growth, a lack of intellectual responsibility in society every single day. We're also going to go over puer eterna, the eternal girl, as well, because some of these same traits exist on both sides. So what are the characteristics? Let's break down the key characteristics first. Consistent adolescent fantasies. Resistance to psychological wholeness. Unused potential. Comfort in simulated reality. So let's start with consistent adolescent fantasies. Now, there's a positive to this as well, right? Having someone exist in a healthy imagination, but also having the skill set to produce and manifest that into reality. That is a balance when you have a full working and developed mature mind, understanding the responsibility that come with things. The problem is we have a lot of potential greatness, But what it being is a lack of practical manifestation, a lack of practical skill set development. And this can happen for many different reasons, as far as how you grow up in a household, how you see yourself, the lack of going through rites of passage. So you've stuck free-framed as a child. Now, the adolescent fantasies that you have when you was younger comes from a lack of understanding the world, not wanting any responsibilities and to folly around in your ideas all day. And what happens is you think that the idea is enough, the potential of the possibility versus the practical application of something, the production of something is enough. So we see a lot of people, they just dream, but they don't actually live and they don't actually work. So they have a resistance to psychological wholeness. And I'll get to that in another video where we break down all of the characteristics that's required to be a full, mature mind. Because you have to remember that man is mind. So what do we mean when we say man is mind? Meaning that a man is not his physical part. That is the biological aspect of a man, having the X and the Y chromosome, having testosterone, the testes, right? And the steroid that comes from the testicles that make us want to push and challenge ourselves, that give us that energy to make us want to have success based on our own merits, right? But that doesn't make a man fully. It is his mind, the way that he thinks. A man is intellectual. A man knows how to problem solve. He is rational in his thinking, assertive in his will, right? He is calculated. He knows how to make decisions. He has emotional intelligence, right? But more important, a man is his mind, because the mind has the ability to produce thoughts into reality. And through that ability, that fulfillment of achievement makes you feel in the identity of a man, right? When you feel that you have manifested yourself to be able to protect, provide, produce, to act into that priesthood, right? To move throughout the world and to do things that from a thought to conception, that makes you feel like a man. When you're not afraid of the world, you're ready to challenge. But when you resist the psychological wholeness, you don't develop the traits of emotional intelligence. You don't learn how to communicate, right? You don't learn how to think logical and rational. You don't learn how to properly plan, right? There's a lot of different things that go into psychological wholeness, and these are the things that people resist. So they're not ready for adulthood. When you're younger, you grow up and your mother is your protector, your provider, right? Your mother and your father. But specifically, there's an attachment to the mother that most of these Peter Pan mindset puer eternus have, which is that they have this connection to the mother's womb. Because when you come out the womb was the first shield of protection. But being in your mother's house, to where when you get in trouble or when you need emotional support, you're constantly going back to the mother. Now, the reason why rituals of initiation to manhood were produced is so that this psychological bubble that you find yourself in, feeling like you're still under the mother's protection or the father's protection, was broken, and you have the ability to protect yourself. So they would possibly send out a child to go hunt on their own, to be in the woods for 3 days, to find your food, clothing, shelter, to fend for yourself. So now you have proven your ability to do for self. Now you believe that you are ready for the world. You're not afraid of the world. And that fear of the world and that fear of lack of development stops you from wanting to become a full developed mind or a full developed man. So you have all this unused potential and you become comfortable in a simulated reality, staying in the fantasy world, thinking about what could be, what I could do. And this also causes you to constantly blame others for your failures, right? And believe that your ideas make you great versus the actual execution of completion in those ideas and achievement makes you great. So then you stop measuring yourself by actual achievement, but you're measured by your fantasy world and potential. When someone remains in adolescence too long, they avoid responsibilities, they avoid challenges, they have a lack of thirst of knowledge because they're not focused on growth. And growth makes you focus on knowledge because you have to learn, you have to experience, experiment, then you do, and then you grow. Your neurons form from different experiences, exposure, your mind expands and it doesn't contract back to the size. So now you have to fill in that expansion based on your experiences and your education. And it becomes a responsibility to be consistent at this new baseline and level so that you keep growing, developing skills, learning for the point of contributing. But when we live in these self-created bubbles of comfort, right, we form these worlds around ourselves so we don't have to deal with the real world. You may lay up under a girl, play games, often seek vocations, work, right, that doesn't require true responsibility. So a lot of puers are artists. Because as an artist, you can be a starving artist. It doesn't have any responsibility to it in the sense that you can say you're successful regardless of your ability and skill set to actually command a true living from it. So now you can blame society or you can tell people that this is part of your philosophy, but really you're living in this world that you created that absolves you of responsibility. Puers visualize failure instead of plan for success. So they're living in this constant state of things are going to go wrong and they get stuck in the past versus being visionary in their thoughts and ideas and thinking about how they're going to move forward and create success. So this becomes a behavior pattern, right, that keeps them in this loop, right, of unfulfilled potential. And they think they already know better and they're unwilling to take advice. Puers have an unnatural need for significance without true merit, meaning that they need to be more important than they actually are. Your importance should be directly correlated to your value, and your value is correctly correlated to your usefulness. So if you don't have usefulness and you don't have value, then you don't have importance. But they want the significance without actually having the usefulness, the value, but they still want to feel important. And so what it makes them do is they compete with others instead of collaborate with others, instead of focusing on growth and contribution, being a part of a community, taking on the accountability of a role. They would rather be by themselves or be around other people who allow them to exist in that state. So you may seek weak partners, weak peers, weak friendships, people who do not challenge you, but people who allow you to exist in a state of adolescence. These individuals might appear knowledgeable, but lack true expertise. They might pretend to listen, but never act on advice. They might refuse to dress or behave like an adult. Instead, they engage in unhealthy habits and avoid facing the world. Now, I know as I read that statement, you know somebody that fits that. Appear knowledgeable but lack actual expertise, meaning that they don't want to actually go through a process of developing a skill, putting that to test. Right? And they hate when they get challenged or questioned because who are you to question them? Right? And they're going to find an excuse for everything on why what you're saying really don't matter. They will act like they're listening maybe when they need help, but they never actually act on advice. So they never actually grow and produce the change from the love of the people that want to see them grow into their potential. They refuse to dress or behave like an adult, because that will break the bubble. They stay in this Peter Pan Disney-fied world, in their imagination. And they engage in unhealthy habits and avoid facing the true world. The unhealthy habits have to happen because they need to find stimulation when it normally will come from achievement or the manifestation of producing your will, taking a thought and bringing it into life, which becomes an orgasmic stimulation for a man. So instead, you seek it through drugs, entertainment, sex, over socialization.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right? So this is why they become toxic. They may think that they are tonic, but the things that they do too much of because they need that. Sometimes they have the energy, but that energy is not going into success and production. So it goes into unhealthy habits that become a faux way of stimulating themselves. Now, let's go into how to overcome the puer eternus archetype and take steps towards maturity. Number one is self-awareness. You have to acknowledge and recognize the patterns of prolonged adolescence and avoidance of responsibilities. This requires them to have to integrate their light life or their public life, right, with their shadow life, the side of themselves that they don't show the world, or their private life, the part of themselves that they only act like when they're around people that they're comfortable with. Right? And so if you can't acknowledge of being able to sit with yourself, go back a timeline, notice your patterns of prolonged adolescence and avoidance of responsibility, living in the past, harping on things that happened, not wanting to see a new perspective on an old issue, so that you can update the way that you see things, you would rather remain a victim and woe is me, I am the one that things have happened to. You're not looking at other people as people because you need to have that excuse to stay in this world that has built this bubble. And if you change the facts around this world, then it breaks it. So you have to take responsibility by first recognizing the pattern of prolonged adolescence. Have you stayed in this fantasy? Hanging with the homies, right? How you've stayed with the same habits since you was younger and they have not matured. Seeing the same type of women or seeking a mother, somebody who's going to tell you that you're great without actually having to produce that greatness. Someone who is not going to challenge you. Being overly emotional with the lack of emotional intelligence, avoiding that psychological wholeness so that you can actually go in the world. I don't want to organize this. Oh, I decided that I'm not good at this, so I'm not going to do it. And you saying that that's your identity, rather that's your excuse. So, Puer Aeternus archetype has to acknowledge the issue. Number two, in the acknowledgement of that issue, it is embrace responsibility. Gradually take on more adult responsibility and challenges. Face life head on versus moving towards the comfort. So I look at this in different steps and tiers. First, we can look at this physically, right? If you are big and you have unhealthy eating habits, right, you should take on first the responsibility of getting in shape. If you are unhealthy, whether you are big or skinny, you should take on the responsibility of eating clean or eating better instead of eating like a child with just junk and things of that nature and not caring and thinking about your future. If you are very bony and small and weak and frail, you should think about putting on some gains, right? And this is something that you can start by doing some push-ups and that physical mental resilience connection that happens when you're going into the gym and you're building up that pattern, or whether it's the gym, which is good to be around a social environment of people that's doing a similar to same thing. So finding a new network group. But when you're in that environment, now you can see yourself taking on responsibilities and reaching new goals, right? That's just from the physical. Then financial, having a savings goal, right? Whether it's working a job or building out a business, right? But being honest about your skill set development, actually learning and reading on a schedule so that you are developing yourself over time, having deadlines and goals that you have to meet, helping others so that you can contribute and doing it selfishly so you can develop that part of yourself that has become narcissistic to where everything needs to revolve around you. So embrace responsibility, embrace the challenges. Think about the things that are hardest for you to do. Those are the things that you should go try and do first. You're going to prove to yourself and you're going to break this bubble of who you thought you were. Seek knowledge and growth. So you have to change to having a growth mindset. When you change to having a growth mindset, you seek to become an expert. So this is one of the best things, right? Becoming an expert is something that we don't talk about enough as far as, but all men should seek becoming an expert in something. To become an expert does not mean that you are a master. The master is someone who has awareness, knowledge, experience and power over something. They have reached the highest level. They are a master. They have put in the 10,000 hours of time. But to be an expert at something, let's say you want to be an expert at AI, go study it for 3 months. You have a beginner's level expertise, only 3 months of expertise, but you are now on your way to becoming an expert by focusing on one niche subject to where you have more knowledge than the average person, right? And then you start to have more knowledge than somebody who, right, has a little more than average knowledge. You have a moderate, right, handle, but you have to gain experience in these fields. And the more time that you put in, the more that you can say, okay, I'm an expert at this. Most people, men and women, are not seeking to become experts. What are you an expert in? Take one subject and study it for a prolonged period of time for the next 6 months to a year before you even try to say you're an expert. You're working towards that road of expertise. Go ask other people what do they know about subject. You can get a median evaluation on what most people know about something. So you will know when you surpass the average person, that means you have a value to teach them. Most people stop their education after high school, after college, right? So they're not continuing to learn a depth of knowledge on a subject. So reality is you want to become an expert no more than the average person so that you have value to teach. But a responsible expert is somebody who actually has experience in the subject. So they're not just teaching from picking up a textbook or learning on YouTube, right? Or learning from a bookstore. They're teaching from their own experiences, right? So I would say focus on becoming an expert and then let that guide you to becoming a master. So when you're focusing on mastery, you change the way you live because everything will go towards that mastery. There are many people who focus on becoming a fitness expert, right? They're learning techniques and you can niche it down. You don't have to be an expert in the whole subject. You can be an expert at building calves. You can be an expert at building biceps. You can be an expert at helping people lose back fat, right? Now you're studying the biology of it. You're studying the best practices. You're studying the science on it, the industry of it, right? You're studying the history of it. All of that, now you become a thought leader. And then that thought leadership of teaching other people leads you to an expert. Now people can see you as a mature, rational, responsible, contributing, valuable human being. That is a service to others. Become an expert. Break the bubble. Step out of self-created bubbles and face reality. Visualize and plan for success, taking actionable steps towards your goal. So with this one, when you plan, you're already halfway done. How do you go from that immature to that mature? You can have an idea in your head, but do you have a plan for that idea, step by step written out? Now, when you get to a point where you don't know what to do next, the next thing is always fill that gap, meaning that if you don't know, you learn. And then when you learn, the next step is you execute. When you get to a blockade to where you don't know, you reach out for help or you learn again until you get to a, and then you execute based on what you know. And then you execute and it becomes this cycle. But you break the bubble of thinking that you need resources, you need other people. You have to have a do-for-self, complete grit mindset, complete resilience. And you have to learn how to balance yourself. But visualize and plan. That means write it down and execute step by step. Take actionable steps towards your goal. So that every day you should be getting 1% better. Every day you should be getting closer. And that's going to become compound interest. Develop healthy habits. Live clean. Focus on cleaning up your life. You can study feng shui, the ordering of the household, so that your life is ordered and everything has its place. And when you are in a clean environment, your mind can move. Everything is always going into order. Now, when you create order in your life, you can build structure. That is the foundation of building. So that clean life also goes to clean living, clean thinking. So you start to live in goodness in a righteous manner. And then you start to activate the God within, becoming a man, because the mature man cleans up after himself. He listens when someone tells him he does something wrong and he gets it done better. You focusing on your hygiene, making sure that you are clean physically, taking showers, taking baths, right? Cleaning under your nails, clipping your nails. I need to clip my nails now, right? Showing up every single day, regimented. So I would focus on developing clean, healthy habits, which means thinking about the future. Avoiding substance abuse, over thrill seeking as a stimulation for lack of producing that stimulant in your life from actual manifestation. Embrace maturity. Dress and act in ways that reflect maturity and readiness. Engage in meaningful activities and relationships that foster growth, meaning that you have long-term meaningful relationships with family, friends, and loved ones. Now, when they say dress and act in maturity, that's where I give you the grace. You can decide what that means for you. But design yourself in a way to where you want the world to take you serious based on who you know you are. When the world thinks of your highest self, that's who you focus on developing when you're being dressed. When you go out in the world and you want people to address you, I might wear militant gear. I want you to take it serious. I might wear a suit and let you know it's business time. I might dress fly to let you know, look, I'm free and I can do whatever I want, but I have a purpose for my attire. I have on High Level Club today letting you know that we have the High Level Club that you can sign up and we can take you through the Superior Man Tribe, right? To where we can help you break out of that psychological bubble to where you're around other men who know how to enter that psychological wholeness. That psychological wholeness is available inside the High Level Club, so make sure you join. By addressing these steps and taking concrete steps towards maturity, you can move beyond the puer eternus archetype and achieve psychological wholeness and fulfillment. Remember, family, growth is the journey, not the destination. Embrace the process and continue to elevate together. Peace. This has been your brief.
Are we low level or high level?
You're going to jump into Crown Society. You're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
It's abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Yeah. I got to walk with my head held high because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
Blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X and my Che Guevara era.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.